Tech Team Weekly. This show may contain mature language and themes.
Hello, and welcome to Tech Team Weekly. It is so nice to have you here. So we've had a couple of weeks break, and this will be the last one for a little bit because we've got some stuff happening, which I'll tell you more about. So, shit's gotten real busy, basically, and you will notice there's only two of us. So our schedules just couldn't align at the moment because life has gotten insane. But yeah, we will be back normally back in May.
You're going away for a little while, aren't you?
Yeah, so I'm going to Australia for a month, which is really exciting. I haven't been able to go back for 3 years because of COVID. So yeah, I'm just very excited. So I'm going. It's in a couple of weeks still, but yeah, it will be very nice to get back there. And yeah, I'm definitely coming back.
Are you sure? Will they maybe tempt you to just stay there?
No, I tried working in Brisbane in 2015, and I missed the British far too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone ever expected to hear that sentence said, but fine.
I just miss the sarcasm.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah. Well, you came back from Hong Kong, so obviously you missed absolutely. The British too.
I miss the sarcasm as well. I can't live without it. It's like my lifeblood.
Yeah, totally.
Really good to see you, Gwen. And yeah, shame Neil couldn't be with us. But yeah, our schedules have been so busy. We haven't been able to align. And yeah, he just can't make it today. And this is probably the last chance we're going to have for a little while. Aren't we? Mm-hmm. So we thought, we would at least say goodbye to everyone for a little bit, right?
Yeah, totally. So I guess we could do stand-up. So we're not doing an epic this week. We're just doing a really short one. So yeah, we'll let you know what Sanj and I have been up to.
Yeah, sounds good.
The stand-up.
Work has been really tough the last few weeks. And, you know, it's been ramping up, getting more and more sort of demanding, which is, you know, been placing like demands on my time, and I don't have as much time to do this. It's mainly just like solving these really tricky little eccentric bugs in the middle of nowhere. You know, it's just a lot of investigation. I've been writing so little code. It's all been investigation, communication, collaborating with people, getting people to talk, being in meetings, you know. So it's been a lot of that.
Are they performance kind of issues, or what are they?
They are not necessarily performance issues, more like general sort of platform issues, or like a feature is giving us an odd, it's like everything, it's like for 99% of our users, everything is perfect. And in this one little case on this thing in this area, it's like doing something weird. And they're like, can you figure it out? And I'm like, I don't know.
Maybe.
But it's been going cool. Like, you know, everyone's very supportive. There's no pressure at all. Like it's super sweet, but it's just, you know, you feel the pressure yourself to, you know, get to the bottom of things, you know?
Totally.
So yeah, it's that. And I think I went like 3 or 4 weeks without coffee, but the last few days I kind of cracked and I've only been having one in the morning.
Nice.
Yeah. So maybe I can find a little nice little sweet spot there. You know,
one coffee a day sounds perfect to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that.
Yeah.
And how are you, Gwen? How have you been the last few weeks?
I'm good. So the most exciting thing happened. So we needed a new like chief product officer or VP of product or something. And 2 weeks ago we had interviews for them. And we hired one and he is amazing. So he reminds me a lot of one of my friends, Stephen Mountsey, who some people listening might know. But if you know Stephen Mountsey, he's fabulous. And this man is really similar to him. So really excited for him to start. He starts while I'm off. So I just found out that he's starting while I'm off. So I think I'm going to get some time in with him beforehand. But the interviews, someone had a cold and someone gave half of the senior management team a horrendous cold. I was really, really ill. So, and a lot of the senior management team was ill. So yeah, shouldn't have all your senior management team in the office. apart from that, this week we had a party, like an in-life party and remote for some of our people for hitting 5,000 PRs on our main repo, which hilariously 1,500 of those PRs were one person because they're an absolute fucking machine. But yeah, but I just drank a lot and I hate drinking and yeah, no more drinking. I'm just going to drive everywhere now so I can't drink. And yeah, I got some new headphones, which is really nice. They don't have a wire. They're Sony MX-04s, which are, yeah, just, they're really fucking good. So yeah, that's nice. And I guess that's kind of the most interesting. So one interesting thing that's been happening is we're investigating single sign-on for universities, and I didn't realize how different the universities are to the corporate world. So I'm really, really interested in identity stuff. So the universities, because they used to have a second internet in like the 80s, they have this whole different world of single sign-on where they have federations that the universities can join, but then they have an umbrella thing over the top, which like means that you can speak to the umbrella and that will talk to all the federations. And it's awesome. I just didn't know anything about it. So I'm really loving looking into that. And yeah, still going to be looking at, well, my, like the head of architecture is looking into it, but I'm just nosing around because I get so excited. So yeah, that's me.
That sounds pretty cool. I didn't know they had that system going there.
It's, yeah, we spoke to this company called Cirrus who has a proxy to the umbrella thing. And I was just like, this is wild. Like, so once I find out more, once we start implementing it, I can hopefully talk more about it because it's a world that I had no idea about. And I'm sure other people will be like, what the fuck as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. That's awesome. Mm. I'm glad to hear everything's going well and you've been really busy and you've got a really lovely holiday lined up coming up very soon. Right?
Yeah. Are you going anywhere soon?
I would like to. I'd really like to go back to Hong Kong for a little while. The quarantine is still very strict out there. So me and a lot of people are kind of just waiting and going, you know, can they just ease up a little, or waiting until it eases up, you know. Other than that, I mean, I'm looking forward to, I mean, it's about to be spring very soon. You know, it's bright as hell out there today, you know.
Yeah.
So I love spring and summer here, you know.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah. You're going to be heading there into, basically it's coming into winter, I guess, down under now.
It'll probably be hotter than it is here, though, so.
Okay.
I'm not really sure. So I did go out in April in 2015, and it did get cold some nights. Like some days it was 10 degrees at night, and I was like, oh, this is actually cold. But yeah, I think it's still pretty warm.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, wish I could go with you.
You can definitely come one day.
Okay. I'll come visit you.
Excellent.
Sweet. Wow. Yeah, this has been a wonderful second season, and thank you all very much for, you know, joining us for this journey and sticking with us this long. Really, really appreciate it. And sorry we haven't been as regular as we'd like recently. And I guess maybe we'll see you towards the end of the year.
Yeah, we'll get back on it.
Yeah.
All right. See you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Have fun.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
Tech Team Weekly.